From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stop short of completely scrapping the deal. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explained the president's decision-making process.
What I can tell you is the president isn't looking at one piece of this. He's looking at all of the bad behavior of Iran, not just the nuclear deal as bad behavior, but the ballistic missile testing, destabilizing of the region, number one state sponsor of terrorism, cyber attacks, illicit nuclear program.
If Trump decertifies the agreement, the move would launch a 60-day period during which Congress must decide whether to reimpose some or all of the economic sanctions that have been lifted as part of the agreement. Las Vegas police say they still have no motive for the shooter who killed at least 58 people and wounded hundreds more at an outdoor country music concert earlier this week. In a news conference Friday afternoon, Undersheriff Kevin McMahill told reporters that police are still searching for clues as to why Stephen Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino.
We all want answers. We have looked at everything, literally, to include the suspect's personal life, any political affiliation, his social behaviors, economic situation, and any particular or potential radicalization that so many have claimed.
McMahill said police have no indication anyone else was in the hotel room while Paddock was firing. He also said police had examined all video footage available and compiled a timeline of the events. This is VOA News. Aid agencies warn the mass exodus is not over of Rohingyas from Myanmar, which has seen more than 500,000 refugees flee from neighboring Myanmar into Bangladesh since August 25th. Lisa Schlein has that story.
The International Organization for Migration reports an estimated 2,000 Rohingya refugees are arriving daily at Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh. The agency says as many as 100,000 more people may be waiting to cross from North Rakhine State. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock has just returned from a visit to Cox's Bazar. He calls this the fastest-growing refugee crisis in the world and one of the most heartrending.
I sat down with 24 women who had also fled, and they told me their stories of being forced to watch while their husbands, their fathers, their young sons were killed in front of their eyes.
He notes the origin of the Rohingya crisis is in Myanmar, and the solutions also must be in Myanmar. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Police fired tear gas on Friday at opposition protesters in Kenya's capital who were demanding that the officials involved in August's canceled presidential election be sacked. Crowds had gathered in Nairobi, the port of Mombasa and Kisumu, the western stronghold of the opposition, for the second time this week. President Uhuru Kenyatta, who officially won by 1.4 million votes, only to have his victory annulled, had accused the Supreme Court of bringing the country close to judicial chaos. The next ballistic missile launch by North Korea could come within days, according to U.S. government and outside analysts. October 9th marks the anniversary of North Korea's first nuclear test in 2006, and October 10th is when the increasingly isolated state celebrates the 1945 establishment of its ruling Workers' Party of Korea. The next rocket launch by North Korea could be another Hwasong-12, which is a mobile, solid-fueled, nuclear-capable, medium-range ballistic missile, or the Hwasong-14, which was first tested in July and is believed to be a two-stage version of the Hwasong-12, giving it longer and intercontinental range. The U.S. military says a fourth U.S. soldier was killed during an attack this week in Niger. Military officials said the soldier went missing after a deadly ambush Wednesday during a joint U.S.-Niger patrol. They said the soldier's body was found Friday after an extensive search. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From Studio 24 in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.